Advancing westward along the Orange-Fredericksburg Turnpike on the morning of May 5, 1864, Union troops engaged elements of Ewell's Corps advancing eastward. After some initial success, the Federals ran up against solid resistance and battle lines were extended on either side of the turnpike. On the Federal left, James Wadsworth's division moved to support the initial advance but soon became disoriented in the heavy undergrowth. Taken in flank by Ewell's right wing, Wadsworth's men were driven off in confusion. At this point, under orders to await the arrival of Longstreet's corps, the Confederates dug in. Further south, Hancock's corps had advanced as far as Todd's Tavern and was now ordered to return and support Getty's division at the crossroads of the Germanna and Orange Plank Roads. At about 4:30 in the afternoon, with Hancock in place, Getty attacked A.P. Hill's vanguard, and the rebels were driven back in heavy fighting that lasted until nightfall. The next morning, with Wadsworth's division thrown in on Hancock's right, the Federal attack was renewed and nearly succeeded in routing Hill's two divisions. Just as the Confederate right was collapsing, however, Longstreet's corps arrived to stem the Union advance in the vicinity of the Tap Farm. As Longstreet's men continued to come up, a Confederate flanking operation succeeded in turning Hancock's left, and the fighting drew to a close with the battle lines of both armies hopelessly intermingled. The next day, the 7th, both armies remained in their trenches amid the smoking debris of the battle. Shortly after nightfall, having suffered some 18,000 casualties in the first 3 days of the campaign, Grant disengaged and started his troops south toward Spotsylvania Courthouse.